Life doesn't pause when you're sick. Vaccines against respiratory illnesses can help protect you and give you more playtime with your best friend. Depending on age and health status, vaccinations for flu, COVID-19, RSV, or pneumococcal infection may be recommended. Vaccines can help keep you from having a rough time. Learn more at cveep.org/vaccines-protect. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and CVEEP, fighting infectious respiratory disease.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. Ever feel like you're on a roller coaster of emotions? One minute you're riding high, the next you're slammed into the pit of frustration or anger. Trust me, I get it. Life throws curveballs, traffic can be brutal, and sometimes technology just decides to rebel. But here's the thing. How we handle those moments of frustration and anger, that's where the real magic happens. Today, we're diving deep into managing those fiery emotions in a way that leaves you feeling empowered, not overwhelmed. We're talking practical tools, real-life strategies, and a dash of stoic wisdom to help you navigate the ups and downs with grace and resilience. Ready to tap into your inner Zen master? Let's do this. First things first, let's acknowledge that frustration and anger are natural human emotions. They're part of our emotional toolbox, just like joy and sadness. But when these emotions run rampant, they can hijack our thoughts, actions, and relationships. That's why it's crucial to have healthy coping mechanisms in place. Think of it like this. You wouldn't drive a car without brakes, right? Similarly, we need tools to manage those intense emotions before they lead us down a bumpy road. So, what are some effective strategies? Well, one powerful technique is mindful breathing. When frustration kicks in, take a few deep breaths, focusing on the sensation of air entering and leaving your body. This simple act can help calm your nervous system and create space between you and the trigger. It's like hitting the pause button before you react impulsively. Another key takeaway is reframing your thoughts. You know that feeling when you get stuck in a negative thought loop? Instead of dwelling on what's frustrating, try to challenge those negative assumptions. Ask yourself, is this really true? Or, what's another way to look at this situation? Shifting your perspective can make a world of difference. Physical activity is another fantastic stress reliever. Exercise releases endorphins, which have mood-boosting effects. It doesn't have to be anything intense. Even a brisk walk or some stretching can help clear your head and release pent-up energy. Think of it as a mental reset button. Now, let's talk about communication. When frustration builds up, it's essential to express your feelings in a healthy way. Instead of lashing out, try using I statements to communicate your needs and concerns. For example, instead of saying, "You always make me late," try saying, "I feel stressed when we're running behind schedule." This approach promotes understanding and avoids blame. Remember, managing frustration and anger isn't about suppressing these emotions. It's about acknowledging them, understanding their triggers, and responding to them in a constructive way. It's like learning a new dance. It takes practice, patience, and the willingness to keep moving even when you stumble. Think about a time you felt incredibly frustrated. Maybe traffic was a nightmare, a project went haywire, or a conversation took an unexpected turn. How did you react? Did you yell, withdraw, or try to find a solution? Recognizing those patterns is the first step towards making positive changes. Let's say you're stuck in traffic and your frustration starts to boil over. Instead of griping at other drivers or letting anger take the wheel, try using this time for mindful breathing exercises. Focus on the sound of your own breath, visualize a calming scene, or listen to a relaxing song. This can help shift your mindset and create a more peaceful experience. You see, it's not about eliminating frustration, it's about finding healthy ways to navigate those moments. By implementing these strategies, you'll find yourself feeling more in control, less reactive, and ultimately, happier and more fulfilled. All right, folks, let's recap. We talked about the importance of managing frustration and anger, using mindful breathing, reframing our thoughts, incorporating physical activity into our routines, and communicating effectively. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. We all experience these emotions. It's how we handle them that truly matters. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your own strategies for managing frustration and anger in the comments below. Let's create a community of support and learn from each other. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you found this episode helpful. Until next time, keep striving for balance, Keep practicing those stoic principles, and remember, even when life throws you curveballs, you've got the power to hit them out of the park.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.